Life Audio.
The Bible Study Podcast, episode 862. Today, the Bible Study Podcast continues with the third of a five-part series on the Psalms of Ascent. Welcome to the Bible Study Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Christensen. There are 15 Psalms of Ascent, which we understand to be psalms that were used when pilgrims were marching towards Jerusalem. Then we'll continue this study with the third set of three today, but first a word from this sponsor. We continue the story today of our third set of Psalms of Ascents, or Songs of Ascents, and this is Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seeds to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaths with them. And so picture this again, that we have pilgrims who are marching up to Jerusalem to take part in worship here. And as they head towards Jerusalem, towards Mount Zion, they're thinking about the history of Jerusalem, and they're thinking about the history of Zion. And they're thinking about the times that God restored the nation. And I don't know when this psalm was written, but picture, for instance, it could be written after the people come back from the Babylonian captivity. That would be a great time to write a song like this. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. It seemed unreal to us just to see what God had done. It seemed like Israel was gone. It seemed like the temple was gone, that the walls were gone, that nothing would come back. And yet we see that the city is maybe not as it was, but it's not as devastated as it was either. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." What kind of reaction could you have as you're remembering these sort of things of what God has done, but just joy and laughter? Just this sheer joy to realize that what seemed dead is now alive again. What seemed gone is now come back. And so how else could we respond to something like this as they're walking up to Jerusalem and thinking about coming to the city of God, but to be filled with songs of joy? Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. And so now the psalmist is saying, we too are looking for restoration. Restoration of relationships, restoration of maybe position, maybe restoration of things that were taken from us. Whatever it is that we need restoration from, restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev desert of southern Israel. So that parched place, how life comes back when water flows. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. We look forward to a day here where we will also have the joy of seeing what God has done. Those who go out weeping, carrying seeds to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. Sheaves being bundles of grain that has been harvested. And so we will see a harvest for the work that we are doing. How wonderful that day would be. Psalm 127, a song of ascent of Solomon. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court. Kind of an interesting end there that I wasn't expecting in court, in where that came from. But unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. This is an old praise song, unless the Lord builds the house, and it comes from here. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. And so we're not literally saying we should sit here and watch while there is a pile of construction material and see if God will step in and build it. And yet it's saying, if God is not part of this, if God is not part of this building process, whether this building process be a church, an organization, a house, or whatever, God is not part of what we do, we labor in vain. Unless God watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. It is God who protects us. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. Boy, I've had a lot of sleepless nights over the last year, so that's kind of hits a little hard there, that he grants sleep to those he loves. But in vain you rise early and stay up late. What are you working for if you're not working with God, if you're not heading in the direction that God wants? And I think about, there's a lot of things that happen in what we call productivity space, the places where you can get all the books and all the experts and such that, you know, help you get more productive, help you get more done. There's a lot of different authors. Some great work has been done in that space. But obviously, if you're working on the wrong things, it doesn't matter how productive you are, right? If you're working on something that you don't need or something that is contrary to what God wants, is what the psalmist is saying, it doesn't matter how productive you are. It doesn't matter whether you get up early. It doesn't matter if you stay up late. If you're working on the wrong things, you're wasting your energy. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your work. And that's true in general. I mean, it's just a true thing that as you're figuring out your life and you're figuring out where to put your energies and your strengths and your intentions, you ought to figure out what you should be doing. Because if you're working on the wrong things, it doesn't matter how productive you are. And what the psalmist says is productivity is when we're working on things that are aligned with what God wants. Children are, and suddenly we're talking about children. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. And I think about the two children that we have been blessed with, the two in my quiver, as it were, who are indeed a blessing to us. And now their children, one grandson by my daughter and one almost grandson by my daughter-in-law here that we're expecting rather soon, that it is a blessing. It is a blessing to have kids. It is a blessing to have grandkids. It is a blessing to watch them and spend time with them and love them and raise them. Blessed is a man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court. And I just wonder where that last sentence came from, why we were suddenly talking about court, and I do not know. This surprised me. Continuing on, Psalm 128, the last of our three psalms today, a song of ascents again. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Yes, this will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you live to see your children's children. Peace be on Israel. And again, that last section is really easy to understand if you think about it from the prospect of the person who is ascending, the person who is going up to Jerusalem, that we're thinking about Zion, we're thinking about Jerusalem, and we're wishing peace on Israel. That makes a lot of sense. But let's jump back to the beginning. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience with him. This is a common theme in Psalms. Blessed are those who look at the Lord reverently, who regard the Lord as who the Lord is, as powerful and great. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Eating the fruit of your labor doesn't sound like a big deal. It seems like something that everybody should get, but it's saying it's not guaranteed. And blessing and prosperity, that God wants to bless us. That God, and I'm not thinking about a prosperity gospel, that God wants you to be rich. If God wants you to be rich, it's only to have more things to share. But that God wants to bless us, and not always in material ways. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Now, this is kind of an odd picture here to think about your wife and your children as plants. And I don't think it's saying that they will be in a vegetative state. That's not what we're talking about here. But think about if you are in this agrarian society, there are these psalms are written, fruitful vines and olive shoots are life. That's the picture of the picture you would use of life is these green and growing things, these things that are vibrant and full of life. Yes, this will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem. Remember, we're walking up towards Jerusalem when we're singing this. May the Lord bless you as you walk towards the place where you will worship. And may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem as you go there. All the days of your life, may you see your children's children. Peace be on Israel. And so may you see your children's children. It would indeed be a blessing to see them grow up, to see them graduate, to see them get married, to see them living their lives and be blessed in return. What a wonderful blessing that would be. What a wonderful blessing that can be. And then peace be on Israel, because you're walking up with your eyes on Jerusalem. And may you be blessed this week. May this podcast hopefully be a blessing to you as well. With that, we'll end this episode of the Bible Study Podcast. If you have any questions, send an email to host@thebiblestudypodcast.com, or better yet, leave a comment on this episode at thebiblestudypodcast.com. And thanks so much for listening. I want to take just a second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on this podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you'll find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.